You can forget it until then, so you're all right for the next couple of days of Friday. Make sure you wash your hands. National Handwashing Day. Now, interestingly, funnily enough, we did a news item a few months back with this professor from somewhere in Yorkshire who said that actually God Save the Queen could stop the MRSA bug in hospitals. Oh. And the reason being that you have to wash your hands to do it properly in hot water for at least 20 seconds, soapy hot water. And if you sing the first verse of God Save the Queen, that lasts 20 seconds, because you don't necessarily have to do that. Anything that does 20 seconds will do. Happy birthday to you is another thing.
A Matt Monro classic, perhaps?
A Matt Monro classic. Well, your hands will be very clean after a three-minute Matt Monro classic, won't they?
Yeah, isn't that what they would have said on Friday night is Music Night, Michelle Monro?
Fabulous night it was. Oh. He could have sung Camo, the advert for Camo, while you wash your hands.
Yes. Exactly. That's right. That would have done.
Yeah, that's all of these crucial scenarios. Michelle, welcome back aboard the good ship Siren 107.3 FM. Fresh, of course, from your Paul Gambaccini time, of course, with BBC Radio 2's Friday Night is Music
Night. It was excellent, I must say. It was really nice, and the people that came were there because they wanted to be, you know, this orchestra is over 60 pieces. I mean, it was absolutely sublime.
Genuinely quality stuff. Andy, I mean, we're kind of similar generations, but Matt Monro was somebody who I've appreciated a lot more in recent years than I kind of did when I was growing up and working through that. What are your thoughts on Matt Monro?
Very much agree, actually. I'm a big Andy Williams fan as well, you see. And Andy Williams, Matt Monro, the two of them, absolutely. And you're right. I mean, Wayne back 15, 20 years, I've never said that. But now I can say, yes, I really appreciate the music. Change the World, absolutely brilliant song from Matt Monro. Come with us, run with us. Yeah. Absolutely fantastic.
It's inspiring.
Yeah. Well, it was a protest song.
Yes.
Very unlike my father. And in fact, it was Kenny Everett that made it a turntable hit, who insisted on playing it. And when my father got back from his travels, he found he had a hit on his hands. It wasn't one that was supposed to be. Yeah. You know, it was actually, it wasn't even supposed to be an A-side. It became a double A-side because of it. But it was one of the most requested songs, actually.
Mm,
and that one on Friday with the 60-piece orchestra was rather spiffing.
Wow.
But
brilliant
now,
stuff.
Today's song, it was recorded in 1963, so during the session for Dad's third Parlophone LP, I Have Dreamed. And now, as often was the case, and we've mentioned this before, more material was recorded than was needed. So most of the other songs from the time were issued in the US or on EPs, but this song lay in the vault, being rediscovered during the making of my brother's album, Matt Sings Monro, which was 1995. On that occasion, Dad's vocal was used to create the duet. Now, shortly after this, I became involved with compiling all my dad's releases, and I asked for this original recording to be issued. But each time I asked for it, it was released on an album, it was always the duet. The reason being, it was mislabeled and they made a mistake. So subsequent investigation produced the answer that it couldn't be found, and we thought it lost. But then when I was researching my book, about 2006, I'd already started. I found the tape, and it was eventually issued first on an exclusive CD from Marks & Spencer's, and then on the album From Matt With Love. Now, don't think that just because this recording wasn't issued at the time, that it's not up to the quality of Dad's other recordings. Because in fact, I don't have any idea why it wasn't used, as it was a perfect rendition of a song written for the film Monday Kane. And my father was amongst the first to record it. Norman Newell wrote the English lyric for it, which over the years has become the standard.
And as if it was taken from a movie itself, just as we're listening to the delights of Matt Monro with More, coming over the hillside, over the worlds, we have the fantastic, glamorous individual that is Sarah Bully Moore to say, it's all right, I have arrived, bringing at least two actors from a league of, what is it, Sarah? A league of
Unextraordinary Gentlemen.
League of Unextraordinary Gentlemen. Oh, yeah. Michelle Monroe's still with us. Andy, it's fair to say you thought that was pretty darn good.
Oh, yeah, Matt Monro, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful song, yeah. You know, as we talked about the sort of that sort of era, the Matt Monro, Andy Williams. I went to see Andy Williams in concert some months ago in London. Awesome, absolutely awesome, and beautiful to hear that from Matt Monro. Yeah.
Well, you see, that's the delight of the midweek drive, of course, Andy. Mm. Every week we get a Matt Monro classic brought through.
I applaud.
Yes, well, I'm trying to bring songs that may not be the norm to be heard on radio, not because they're that rare, if you like, but because it's usually the massive hits that are chosen when you just play one track on the radio. But this is nice because we take sort of a trip down the sort of memory lane of the archives, and I think it's nice to be able to play the more unusual ones.
It's absolutely fantastic. Great stuff there. Now, Michelle, if you stay with us, because we've been talking Boules earlier in the programme, and I know you might have one or two things to actually comment about when we start talking about Georges Boules. You might think, what's he talking about now? But, Michelle, have faith. Remember when I introduced you together with Doctor Who director Graham Harper at the Middlesbrough Literary Festival earlier in the year? You thought, how can these two work together? But we pulled it off, didn't we?
We did.
There we are. Exactly. So, Dave Kenyon, we're looking ahead to Friday, October the 29th, at the Shed, a performance poetry event to celebrate, of course, Georges Boules, and then, of course, 5 p.m, Boules' 19th century Lincoln.
That's right, yes, a bit of history from one of our history professors, and he's going to take us back in time to horse carriages, to lots of sheep in the streets, all that sort of thing. It's amazing to think that this guy, who's so important because of digital stuff, was actually around when Lincoln didn't have a train.
Amazing. Just like Louth, really. Just like Louth.
Still doesn't, yes. Yeah,
no train. Louth could be the 23rd century Lincoln.
Before the railways, he was coming up with this stuff.
Scary
amazing
stuff. Michelle, have you ever heard of Georges Boules?
The honest answer is no.
You see, that's what we like about you. You're always honest, straight to the point. You know, there are other people in the show business profession who say, oh, yes, I've always heard about Boules. You know, inevitably, it's quite clear.
I've heard a lot of Boules, but not that particular one.
Exactly. That's very true. Dave, any last things you'd like to sort of share with us? Because obviously we'll be coming back to this and celebrating Boules, and lots of folk will be involved. I think even Sarah might be getting involved in some way, shape or form. Maybe in Betwixt Worlds Words, doing a bit of Boules for us.
I think in between everything at the moment.
Yeah, that's all right. That's fine. So go on. How can people find out more about Boules by going online and so on and so forth?
Well, they can email boulesfest@lincoln.ac.uk and find out more, or they can go online on tinyearl.com/gbfest. Or they could look at the posters that are going up around the place, and there are some leaflets in the usual places for leaflets, etc. So it's all kicking off, as they say.
Zach, will you be following Boules?
Oh, most definitely.
Exactly.
So yes, you can Google it and find out more about him.
And without, of course, Boules, there would be no Google. That's the irony of the whole thing.
So that's exactly the duty.
Fantastic. Michelle, have you had a reasonably interesting telephonic link with us today?
Always, Alex, and I will see you on Siren 107.3 FM next Wednesday at 5 to 6.
Fantastic. Dave, have you enjoyed the show?
Absolutely, yes.
Back again, I would have thought, in the not too distant future.
Oh, you couldn't keep me away.
Fantastic. You know. Michael Coughlan and Aaron Lloyd Parry will be joining us. And Sarah Bullimore, of course, will we find out more about these wonderful, delightful upstage left production teams, etc. Andy is still with us, of course. We're still going live to Sarah Chase. We've got Zach Eggemeyer as well. But now, a little touch of Pigbag.